T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Wake Up Call, in case you missed it.
This is an amazing story. The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, and Danny DeVito were in Cabo San Lucas over the weekend doing publicity for their new movie, Jumanji, The Next Level. By the way, what number Jumanji are we on?
This is the second one.
No.
It feels like 9.
It's got to be the third.
This is the second one.
The original, then the next one, now the third.
They're doing publicity for it.
Anyway, so they decided to crash a wedding at a hotel that they were hanging out at and decided that they wanted to serenade the bride and groom.
Oh, my God. That's beautiful.
Now, this is The Rock and Danny DeVito with their version of Nat King Cole's Unforgettable.
Oh, my God.
That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that you are unforgettable too.
Oh, that's wow. So cute.
Congratulations, brother.
That's really cool.
Oh, awesome.
Now, just picture this, right? You're having your wedding. And it's a beautiful wedding. You've put months, maybe even a year into planning this wedding, that all of a sudden you see The Rock, who's like nearly 7 feet tall.
Right.
And Danny DeVito, who is nearly 4 feet tall.
Come, I didn't think of that.
Come walking into your wedding.
I can only assume that the two of them travel around with Danny DeVito on The Rock's back.
It has to be.
Yeah.
And then they decided to just jump on a mic and sing a song. Here's what The Rock had to say about it.
And that was amazing. What do you think? And there was a lot of love,
in that room
for Christine,
baby.
And Will. Beautiful. And congratulations to the newlyweds. And Danny, do you have any advice for the groom?
The big house, so he doesn't have to bump into her.
That's not the right thing. No. But you know what? Okay. Here's 5 important words that Danny and I live by. Yes, honey, you are right.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Congratulations, guys.
Thanks.
That's crazy.
But haven't both of them been in a marriage for over like 20 years, both of them?
Well, The Rock just got married to his long-time girlfriend and the mother of his kids.
That's right.
Okay, so...
And Danny DeVito's been married to...
Rhea Perlman,
yeah.
For 1,000 years.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's my question. A, there is a... like a do and don't... for celebrities crashing your wedding, right? So, for example, Gavin, if Adam Sandler crashed your wedding, how would you feel about it?
I'd still think it was cool.
Okay.
But Adam Sandler, I mean, depending on how drunk I was and depending on how chummy we got, at some point I might let it slip out that, like...
You hate his movies.
I think you're the luckiest person in the world because you have zero talent.
Okay. So, now, besides the obvious... Donald Trump. Who would you not want to crash your wedding?
Celebrity wise?
Yes.
Anyone from, obviously Post Malone. And
you would not want Post Malone?
What?
No,
oh my God,
no,
Post
no.
Malone seems like such a good time, Charlie. I'd be so about
he
it.
He was dancing to Shania
he
Twain
so
at the AMAs the other night.
Shania Twain at the AMAs. It was great.
He just looks kind of like he smells bad. And then I would also have to explain to an awful lot of relatives
that's true.
Who he is and why it's okay that he's
right.
A lot of phone smacking away from relatives that are trying to call the police.
Okay.
I'd have to do a lot of that. I wouldn't want any of the Jenner Kardashians at my wedding.
You know what? I'm going to fully agree with that.
Mm-hmm. And they make it all about themselves.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want...
And I assume that they roll like 30 people deep.
Of course.
And I don't need all that.
But I mean, besides that though, like if you're a celebrity and you want to crash my wedding, that's totally fine. I think crashing weddings is a lot of fun. I recommend people do it. I think
who
it's
would
great.
Be the number one for you? George Clooney.
Yeah, I mean, actually, between... No, no, no.
Can I guess? Can I guess?
Sure.
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray, sure.
Yeah, yes. that was
yeah,
my number one.
It's
hard
number
to
one.
Pick a number one. Like, because then do you go with actor, like Bill Murray, who's just going to hang out and be funny? Or do you want to pick, like, a musician?
I was going to say.
That would actually, like, perform a little bit, probably. You know, like, if Weird Al crashed my wedding, I would be over the moon.
Sure.
And there are videos of Weird Al crashing weddings. And, yes, he always travels with an accordion. And, yes, he performed at their wedding.
Wow.
I think my number one would be Kelly Clarkson.
Sure.
Because she could sing. Mm-hmm. She's got a fun sense of humor.
Right.
And I feel like she'd be able to read the room and know when it was time to leave.
Oh, you think?
Totally.
Okay.
She's pretty charming.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think she got that way because she doesn't know when to turn it on and turn it off.
Who's the worst?
Scarlett Johansson.
Wow.
Well, I don't get it with you and her.
Yeah.
You what? Seem mad at her no, because she's bad at love.
No, not at all.
What is it then?
I don't think she has a sense of humor about herself. We've gone over this 1,000 times.
She said funny things.
Yeah.
That were scripted.
No, not always. I've seen her be funny in an interview.
Which interview?
Which interview?
Yeah.
How do I answer that question? That one time.
Yeah, exactly. Scarlett Johansson, because honestly, okay, seriously, it's your wedding,
yes.
Okay? Scarlett Johansson shows up. What in the hell is she bringing to the party?
I don't know, but I don't want a hot girl at my wedding. I don't want a hot celebrity girl
at my... Oh, it's not my thing isn't because she's hot.
Oh, you're threatened.
No, I'm really not. Mm-hmm. Like, what, if she comes to your wedding, what... kind of extra fun is she bringing?
She does have a point.
Maybe she'll bring some, she'll throw Black Widow toys out to the kids.
You think she rolls with Black Widow toys?
She just keeps Happy Meal toys in her car?
What do you think? She throws out Lost in Translation toys?
I didn't know she was throwing things out.
She throws things out. That's her thing. Watch more interviews.
Okay, that's not her thing. Rain, who would yours be?
Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
I feel like he would be a lot of fun.
But you need him to bring, what's his wife's name?
Rhea Perlman.
No.
No, Rita Wilson?
Yes.
Yes. I mean, you want them to be together.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay.
So you can see what love looks
like. Of course. And then who would be your worst?
Scarlett Johansson.
Come on! Leave her alone!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.